This is Matt Rice with the Marketline Report for January 24th. With Inauguration Day in the books, traders anxiously await to see how the markets might be affected. Let's check in with Scott Shellady from the floor of the CME in Chicago to hear more on the grain market.
A lot of traders, a lot of money, stopped moving around because they wanted to wait and see what happened on Inauguration Day and what the president had to say or what he didn't have to say, and how the foreign policy or his new policies were going to affect what traders trade. And things kind of got locked up a little bit, and we really haven't been unlocked here today. It was a quiet session, but Beans kind of, I guess, took it on the chin, might be overblowing it a little bit, but we were definitely on the defensive early on.
As we take a look at those Chicago markets, July wheat prices closed the day up 3 at 460 and 3 quarters. Chicago July corn prices were up a quarter to finish the day at 383 and a quarter. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for May were up 3 and 3 quarters, ranging from 447 to 457. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for April were up 2, ranging from 527 to 542. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for April were down 3 and a quarter, ranging from 677 and a quarter to 682 and a quarter. June live cattle finished the day down 10 cents at 108.57 and a half. April feeder cattle were down 17 and a half cents to finish the day at 130.02 and a half. March class 3 milk was down 18 cents at 17.22. Thanks for tuning into the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice with the Ag Information Network of the West.